transistor unit, a very neat thing. You know, like a, you see those square, good graph or something like that. And I listened to it afterwards, because I started to regain, after he came, I started to pick up quite quickly. But of course it took me most of the day to get everything back in order. But anyway, he cooperated, and I had to listen to all the organs functioning, the heart, the lungs, and what intrigued me was the muscles. When you put the little mic on the muscles and you listen, you can hear movement. You can hear what takes place when you move your muscles or move your leg. If that's what I wanted to see with the when I said I have arthritis, and here I was able to hear for myself what happened. So I think I forgot about my disabilities then when he started talking, because he was most interested in the equipment, and he was a modern chap anyway. And here I am today. So what about it? VK3LV, VK3N. Things have been very quiet. I had a friend here yesterday, 3ASE, Dave. I don't know whether you know him or contacted him, but he's in the, where the dick and dirty now? Ormond now. He used to be in Bamborough Road, but they've shifted up to Ormond. So he was up here and spent the afternoon with me. He just come back from Shepparton. He was up at the station at Shepparton, Murray. And now he's with Channel 2. Right, well, that's at the moment is all the news. So, Len, have you got anything to impart to us? VK3LV, VK3N.
The new device. Oh, it's very good. And okay about your click filter there. I presume it's a separate unit that you use. And it's a wonder these jobs are not, you know, equipped with inbuilt filtering, isn't it? However, they don't seem to worry much about it. So there we are. I would think there must be a lot of people who operate without click filters. Yeah, Bob. Okay, about the rain and the dams. Also the snow. The snow is very valuable, of course, for filling some of the big dams in the high country. You know, it lets the rain get into them in the winter, and then in the spring it starts to melt and keep all the streams running. But we've got a hell of a lot of water to catch up all over the state, really. And I always get irate when I hear a radio or TV announcer grumbling about the rain, but I get particularly irate at the present time, because we need rain and we need heaps of rain, and nobody's got any blooming right to growl about it at all, no matter what happens, whether their favourite sporting event's washed out or whether it isn't. The rain's vitally necessary. This is one of my pet bugbears. It has been over the years. I've gone very close to sacking people for grumbling about the rain. Of course, it's dynamite in the country to grumble about it. The amount of good wood you lose is fantastic. But at the present time, it's equally bad in the city, because if we don't get pretty continual rain on the watershed, no way are we going to have enough water next summer. Matter of fact, I'm doubtful whether we can have enough even with pretty continual falls, but still at least that's our only hope. So, there we are. Yeah, Henry, okay about VK3ASE. Yeah, that's a call sign I'm familiar with. I don't know Dave personally, but I remember contacting him over the years, and I have heard him about. So there we are. Oh, Bob, I go about the snow in Hobart. Yeah, you can do without snow. Although I should imagine in Tasmania, snow on the high country is a very important part of keeping the rivers flowing there too. So it is, of course, in our high country, it's a very, very important factor. Okay, VK3WY in the group, VK38ZBY.
VK3EN in the group, VK3WY. Okay.
Hello, to VK3LW in the group, VK3EN. Yes, well, some of us like a lot of rain and some of us don't, but it's certainly a necessity. Well, I was listening to 3LO today, just before coming on, and there was a young lady, evidently a specialist in the changing conditions and the weathers in the different parts of the world. And it appears that the American side there, around Chile and Guatemala and all those places there, they've received 10 times the amount of rain that would be the normal amount which they would get over the 12 months. And the conditions of the waters, that is the temperature of the seas around the various places in the world, are changing. Some are going colder and others are showing an increase of up to 10 degrees. And around Australia, there's quite a change in the conditions of the seas, you know, surrounding Australia. It was quite an interesting lecture there, and it just shows that is what is taking place, and they do forecast that there may be the possibility of another drought before the world conditions settle down, that is in respect to Australia. So that's not good news, is it? But there are a few doubts about it, because conditions are changing, and that may be eliminated in due course. So that was quite interesting to hear all these different views. Well now, Len, what have you got going down there? You've got something going there behind your transmission, and your voice, it goes down and down, and it's only a fraction of the modulation level of Murray and Bob. So I wonder what's going on there with the equipment, because when Jeff was there he really gave it the works, and you're way up amongst it. So, but when you get on, Len, can you put a bit of pep into it, because I'm going to turn the gain up fairly well, and then of course I introduce it a noise, I bring up that background noise which you have today. So we all get our fair share of troubles, and there's nothing unusual. Well, in regard to 3ASE, how I came to know him was when we had that 160 metre field day Oh, many, many years ago, I was allocated at Ricketts Point. That was my station, and Cedric was down at Sorrento, and Charlie was at Christmas Hills. And we were situated all over the place. Well, 3ASE and 3AML, you remember those two groups? Well, they decided to come down to the old ship down there at in a Ricketts Point, and they had a balloon, and they got out to the wreck there, and they let this balloon go. Well, I was only about 500 or 600 yards away, and of course I didn't see them. I didn't see them go out there, and I didn't know anything about that. That was quite a surprise. That was one of the surprises they promised us. Well, when they came on, poor old Henry, he didn't have a look in with a mobile. He was absolutely flooded out. When they came on, it was a nightmare. He just splattered the signal all over the place. So I had to move, because I couldn't contact them. Only by radio, and they were so busy calling that I couldn't get in. So I had George with me, and we packed up, and we went up to Whittlesea, of all places. I don't know what made us go there, and we had quite a few contacts, and then we went on to Yan Yean, and we made quite a few contacts from Yan Yean. In the meantime, Charlie was wandering around Christmas Hills, and Cedric was wandering around the Sorrento area between Sorrento and the end of the promontory there. And then we all got together on the Yarra Bank there. I think it was around about 5 o'clock. We started to come home, and we all collected down on the Yarra Bank there. So that was the end of that day, but I never got over the tremendous signal that those boys were putting up with that balloon. It is certainly effective. And if you're listening now, Dave, it was a day, wasn't it? VK3ASE. Right, well, so much for that. Now, Murray, you're perhaps one to advise there. I'm getting a little bit niggly about this IC-22. Of course, you've got to get crystals for everything you want to program. And I'm a little bit tired of that. What's your one there that, you can program with memory? I forget the, is it the S, the IC-22S, or is it something... later, because I haven't been interested in up to the present. But 147.3 is the Laotian frequency now that they're using, because Geelong are using 147.630. So there's a bit of jamming going on. I tried to raise KIR. And then I was told that he was on 147.63. That's the new Laotian frequency which they've adopted. So what's the answer to that, Murray? Is there any particular set that I might think about? Because I don't want to get crystals anymore. That's had it, and I want a memory. So any suggestions there? I can't take it with me, as I'm being told again and again. So, why not enjoy yourself while you can? Hello, Murray, VK3HZ. Oh, wait a minute. That must be. VK3HZ, VK3EN. Right, good all round. And Len, well, congratulations on the best modulation for some considerable time. You're up amongst it now, Len. And if you keep that percentage of modulation up, you're doing all right. So was watching the DB meter, and you're not far below Murray. And I think Murray modulates very deeply too. So you're up amongst it now, Len. Well, now, Mac, I'm very sorry to hear about Harry. Well, I nearly ended up that way, Mac. I wouldn't have been a scrap surprised if that's where I'd landed. I would have landed yesterday, because I had a bad turn too. It was early morning, Jeff. I was just having breakfast, and it came on me at that particular time, without any warning, without anything whatsoever. It just seemed to come over me, and it had drained all the blood from me head and body, and only my legs were available to move. So the doctor's a bit mystified, but if he'd have been just a little bit earlier, well, of course, that couldn't be, because he wasn't notified. But no time was lost in getting onto him, because I had to make my way back from where I was on the floor over to the phone. And it was a tedious job, believe me. So I was just kicking myself along. But that was the only part of my body that I could use. Until I jacked myself up and then grabbed the phone. Well, anyway, the response was very quick. I got on to Bev, and she got on to the doctor, and they both arrived very close. And that's why I asked, actually, to come in and break in quickly on it. But I was just on the recovery stage then, so I was done glad when I was able to move around again. But what it was, the doc didn't know, but he did say that it could occur at any time with any people in the age group. But what intrigued me actually when he demonstrated my condition on this new gadget. Because you could hear you could actually hear the heart pumping, what it was doing, sending the blood round through the arteries there. You could hear it, and you could detect little pauses or funny little noises that would happen. Perhaps there was an air bubble or something gets in, and it intrigued me when he put it on my knee. When I told him I had arthritis in the knee, but it seemed to have abated. And he put this gadget on, and I heard the funny noises. You can't describe them, but it was a sort of a rasp as the bones worked over each other. And that's the first time I've heard a noise like that anyway. But it just shows what progress has been made in the electronic sections of medical work. Well, so much for that. And I'm here to tell the tale. But needless to say, nothing was done in radio yesterday after the brief hello. Yes, well, now, what have we got there? You, Jeff? Oh, yes. Your signal's good, and my word, you've got a lot of friends, Jeff. You've got them from all over the place. You send a few along here. Oh, well, I met another friend too, the lady over the road. She came in and offered any help, but she saw a little bit of commotion over here. So she came over and offered any help, so I'm well fixed now for any help I may need if I can only call to get it. But unfortunately, things were going so well, and then it happened. Right, well, I hope Harry gets over it too, because I may have had the same sort of thing, but the doctor couldn't tell me. He didn't know the cause of it, because it wasn't apparent when he did the tests. Right, well, so much for that. Murray? Well, the cardiograph business, yes, I've seen that done That was done twice on the wife too. But I don't think that's worth a cracker. You see little bumps in the in what's drawn out for you, but when you hear it, it's a different matter altogether. You learn to interpret what's taking place in the heart, and when you hear it pumping, and you know, supplying the stream of blood, then you get a very vivid idea of just what's taking place. And you know, when it's on the lungs, you can almost feel the air being drawn in and exhaled. So that thing must have terrific gain. And you know, when it's taken away from the person, strange to say, it's deadly silent.
Yeah, you don't
have any microphone noises or any noises about the place. No, that's not there. It's only when you apply it to the different parts of the body that that you do get indications of what's taking place. So, old and all of them, I'm learning a heck of a...